Thank you, Madam Chairperson, Rapporteur, and first of all, I would like others, to congratulate you today on your re-election as Chairperson and Rapporteur of this Intergovernmental Working Group. We're really pleased to be working under your leadership. We would like also to thank the Secretariat for all the hard work behind the scene in preparation of this session and the past sessions. The European Union has actively engaged and constructively engaged in the discussion of this process over the past 6 years. And as the fifth session ended, we indicated that it was time to take stock. We are extremely pleased that the programme of work for the sixth session, which was just adopted, has been developed to meet this objective. We also welcome the willingness, your willingness, Madam Chairperson, Rapporteur, to explore a direction of work which can hopefully be agreeable to all. And in this context, we welcome the circulation by the Chairperson, Rapporteur, prior to this session of a discussion document entitled Elements for an International Regulatory Framework on the Regulation, Monitoring and Oversight of the Activities of Private Military and Security Companies. We really welcome the circulation of this document, which will help us in shaping the discussion during this session and hopefully for the direction of work to be agreed upon during this session. We see indeed this proposal as a concrete way forward in a direction which we suggested since the fourth session, when we called for the consideration of a range of options to be explored to further develop an international regulatory framework, including international standard settings, development of guidelines, possible action plans or model laws, contract templates based on the Montreux document, good practices and mutual legal assistance programs. So we're extremely pleased of this progress, and we are pleased that it seems to be a document which is well received in the room today. The industry is complex, and this is definitely something that we all agree on as we look at areas of consensus. I think we would all agree in this room that the industry is extremely complex. I think we've made much progress over the past years also to distinguish between private security companies on one hand, private military companies on the other hand. The industry is fast evolving, and we indeed need a multifaceted response to the challenges. A range of obligations for states already exists, as well as several processes to set new standards, to elaborate concrete guidance for specific sectors, and to ensure oversight and accountability. This is illustrated, for instance, by, and I'll take three examples. First of all, the progress which has been made by the Montreux Document Forum with the third plenary on 27 and 28th of April this year. The EU, the European Union, is pleased to be a member of the group of friends of the co-chairs, namely Switzerland and the RCSC, along with China, Costa Rica, Madagascar and the US. We're pleased to be part of this group of friends representing countries from across regions. The second example I would like to underline is the operationalization of the Geneva-based International Code of Conduct Association as an oversight mechanism. There's been much progress over the past few years, and we also saw new standards being developed and elaborated by the ISO. A third example of progress in processes outside the Human Rights Council, the tools that have been developed by the Geneva Center for Democratic Control of Armed Forces, DECAF, such as the legislative guidance tool for states to regulate private military and security companies, as well as a contract guidance tool which will be used for clients, not only states and international organizations, but also potentially for others, such as humanitarian NGOs hiring or considering private security companies to ensure the security of their operations. I think that also highlights, I mentioned the complexity of the industry, We also have a diversity of clients, from states to international organizations, but also NGOs being in a situation where they need to hire PSCs. The European Union is also pleased with the increased recognition of the relevance across sectors, including in the case of private security companies, of the UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights and their implementation. The High Commissioner's report, Improving Accountability and Access to Remedy for Victims of Business-Related Human Rights Abuse, and the Accountability and Remedy project developed by the Office of the High Commissioner, are particularly useful for progress on access to remedy. These tools and projects were recognized in the Council conclusions of the European Union on Business and Human Rights in June, and we were also pleased to see the adoption by consensus of Resolution 3210 presented by Argentina, Ghana, Norway, the Russian Federation, as a follow-up to the High Commissioner's report last June. Against this background, we consider that the discussion document, which Madam Chairperson Rapporteur, you circulated before this session, is a useful basis for future work in the framework of an intergovernmental working group if we collectively decide to recommend such a way forward to the Human Rights Council. It would indeed be a breakthrough and a much needed sign that we can collectively make progress on this issue. So we extremely thankful for this document, and we hope indeed that we will agree on this as a basis for our work in the future. The European Union believes that private security companies need to respect international humanitarian law and international human rights law. We should, in this intergovernmental process, not lose sight of our shared objective to prevent abuses and provide remedy when abuses occur. The companies and their clients need a predictable environment to operate in respect of international human rights law and international humanitarian law. Human rights defenders and victims need reliable avenues for access to remedy, be it through judicial or non-judicial mechanisms. We hope that the development of an international regulatory framework such as the one that we were presented with, the elements of which we were presented in the preparation of this session. We hope that the development of such an international regulatory framework can complement and strengthen existing initiatives such as the Montreux Document Forum and the International Code of Conduct Association. I thank you, Madam Chairperson, Rapporteur.